Rational Arts is a registered charitable arts organization with the key aims to promote, improve, and maintain public education and appreciation of the arts. Their focus is specifically, but not exclusively, the art of dance, music, and theater. And now in lockdown, they are offering people with a visual impairment aged 16 and over an opportunity to learn to dance virtually via Zoom. Joining me today on the line and to tell us a little bit more about the joys and benefits of dancing is Rational Arts Artistic Director Nathan Gearing and one of the group's trustees, Vignesh Murali. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hi.
So these classes, they're specifically for people with visual impairment. And you've obviously done the classes in person beforehand, but has it been a challenge to move them to Zoom, to have them available virtually?
Not really, to be honest. That's because when you're teaching people with visual impairment in person, you have to make sure that your directions that you give are very clear verbally. Also, because we use like beatboxing sound effects to help give a richer soundscape to help describe the moves and the quality of the movement, it can also really enhance their understanding and comprehension of the movement. I think that the trickiest thing has been trying to fit in as many people as we can, because we've already had like a really big demand. It's just about scheduling, because before, obviously, we could fit like multiple people into one room. Whereas now we have to make sure that we're teaching one person at a time, because we want to make sure that everybody has the one-to-one attention, so they don't like bump into things in their own home and things like that, and they can avoid hazards. Because obviously, if you're in person in a big clear space, you don't have to worry about that.
And just to add into that, I think Nathan, he's been teaching dance for a long period of time, so you generally, dance teachers and people that teach the arts are in control of their environment. And, you know, that's one of the risks for us, is that we're not in control of the environment that we teach people dance in. So have we done a risk assessment, or how do we get consent virtually? All those things that we need to account for, those are the things that we've had to kind of work out before we've gone out and said we're doing this.
Basically, what you guys are saying, you're making these a bit more personal. So if someone maybe has some mobility issues, or they're, as you said, in a really tiny room and they don't have lots of space for dancing, you can account for that and you can make those classes a bit more customized for them.
Yeah, that's correct. So we start off the injury prevention course with having like an initial consultation with each person. And like we assess certain things, like, so for example, you know, we'll ask them questions surrounding, you know, their mobility. You know, if they would prefer to do a session where they are seated, or whether they are stood up, or if they would like to learn floor-based movements more so and things like that. We ask them, what are they wanting to get out of the sessions? For example, are they wanting to, have a greater sense of spatial awareness, or to have some injury prevention techniques, or just to have a bit of fun, really? And so what we can then do is we can then create like sessions that have a bespoke nature. And like, you know, the more you talk to each participant on a one-to-one level, the more you get to understand what their interests are and what you can connect with them. I mean, like, there's one person, for example, who's into Reiki, and like, I've done a lot of I've done a bit of Reiki myself, and a lot of martial arts and meditation. So, you know, with her sessions, we're going to also gear it towards a bit of dance movement meditation as well within the session that we do.
And you're also doing something quite interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen it used before, which is a very unique way of almost audio describing the classes. And you kind of touched upon this, but you didn't really say how it works exactly.
Yeah, okay. So I created a methodology called the Rationale Method. And this was as a direct response to a lot of people with visual impairment saying that they wanted the current provision of audio description to be more engaging. So because my background is hip hop culture, I turned to hip hop to say, okay, well, you know, how can we utilize the techniques within hip hop culture to, you know, make it more accessible? And obviously, what are the most vocal elements of hip hop? You have emceeing and rap, but you also have beatboxing. So the thing is, with audio description, because it's linear, it can take a lot of words to describe one movement. Whereas with a sound effect, like, you can get the idea of like, you know, the speed and how long a movement lasts for, or the shape of the movement. you know, instantaneously. You know, so you could say something like, okay, the dancer slices the air with his hands. And then all of a sudden you get, you know, a bit more information than you would if it was just the words by itself.
And Vic, you're a trustee with this charity, but you're also working at a children's hospital. So you know a little bit when it comes to health. So what are the benefits of dancing?
So I've got some experience dance myself, and my real background is I'm a physiotherapist. So, you know, I'm qualified as a clinician. So a million ways why dance is beneficial. But I think the main ones are around physical exercise, which has huge amount of benefits, which has been researched. And a lot more research is being done in terms of dance and emotional well-being and mental health. So I think that, and I think more and more people are looking into the emotional side and the mental health side of it, which I think is our primary focus now, especially in lockdown, you know, and with people being where they are and increased number of people with depression or anxiety. If we can change even a small percentage of that through the medium of dance and helping them access it, I think it's great.
If I wanted to sign up to one of the dance courses and learn how to throw it down on the floor, where should I go?
Well, you can log on to our website, and, you know, the best way to hit us up is info@rationalarts.com. You know, we have access to that email. We are very quick at responding to those emails.
Also, we do have a strong focus on children and young people, but, you know, also within what we do, we, you know, our sessions also work for, you know, people right at the other end of the spectrum. Like we've got people that are in their 70s, you know, that have basically signed up to our dance course and things like that. You know, when I did the injury prevention course at the Royal Opera House a couple of years ago as well, again, we had people breakdancing in their 70s. So there's no excuse. There's literally no excuse for anybody. You know, we can literally tailor make the dance course to suit your needs. So yeah, get in touch. Hit us up at www.rationalarts.com, or like my man Vig said already, is up at info@rationalarts.com.
Or check us out on Twitter as well, @rationalarts on Twitter. What's that? What's the Facebook one?
Nathan manages the
Facebook. That's right, Rational Arts. Everything's just Rational Arts. You type in Rational Arts in any of the mediums, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we're on it. So, you know, happy to answer any questions through there.
There you go. Absolutely no excuses not to get in touch, not to check it out. But in the meantime, I'm going to have to let you go. Nathan Gearing and Vignesh Murali from Rational Arts, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, guys. Take care.